Welcome to the Driving for Bluegrass podcast, the show where we explore the stories behind the innovative logistics and transportation solutions. I'm your host, Jim DeCesare. Today, we're marking a special milestone, the 15th anniversary of Bluegrass Dedicated, a leader in dedicated freight transportation and logistics services. Joining us is the CEO of Bluegrass Dedicated, John Higgins. We'll be discussing the company's journey over the past 15 years, including the challenges and successes, as well as what the future holds for this dynamic organization, which is built on technology, reliability, and a deep commitment to customer service. So sit back and join us as we celebrate 15 years of growth and innovation in the logistics industry. John, welcome to Driving for Bluegrass.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Glad to be here.
It's your podcast, so you should be here. Hey, let's get started. You know, we're celebrating 15 years, so tell us how Bluegrass Dedicated got started.
You know, that's an interesting story. I wish I could say that I always had these big dreams of a trucking company, but really it was one that was born out of necessity. Our customers were just having lots of issues with some current carriers that they were using to get things between their factory and our distribution centers. And one of the local ones, one local customer said to me, hey, have you ever thought about buying a couple of trucks and some trailers? And so we did that. And then a few months later, one of our other customers, we relocated a distribution center for them, and we were much closer to them. And they said they might need some help in moving trailers around on a yard and then also getting trailers of product, you know, to and from their factory to our distribution center. And so we bought some more trucks. Mm-hmm. And then we kind of looked up there in 2010, and we said, wow, we've got four trucks and 10 trailers, so we really need to kind of spin this off into its own company. And that's how we created Bluegrass Dedicated in 2010.
So just out of necessity.
Out of necessity, yep. Lots of things are born out of necessity, and that's one of those things. And, you know, I do have to say that Bluegrass Dedicated and Bluegrass Supply Chain work hand in hand together. We really view that as our secret sauce. Mm-hmm. So that we're able to go to a customer and give them both the distribution and warehousing value-added services, but also the transportation. And so I think 92% of our customers use both companies. So it has been a really good strategic differentiator for us, you know, along the years as well.
That's fantastic. You know, I know in a lot of businesses, sometimes growth happens because of an organic need.
That's right.
You know, it just happens organically within the company. It's like, hey, can you provide this extra service?
Right.
And it's great that you're able to do that for your customer. And, and with 92% using both.
It is.
That's huge.
It is. Yep. And there's always times where we are, you know, each company is kind of helping each other out. And we just had a couple situations where we're adding some new accounts. We need to move some things around in a distribution center, maybe move it across the street. And so, you know, Bluegrass Supply Chain can count on Bluegrass Dedicated to help that come through. And whenever we're out bidding on work with customers, it's the same thing. You know, we kind of work hand in hand. So it's been a very positive thing.
That's awesome. So as Bluegrass Dedicated marks its 15th anniversary, what are some of the most significant milestones that stand out since the company's inception?
Yeah, you know, the first one that stands out is probably like July of 2010. So right after we had started Bluegrass Dedicated officially, the gentleman that was running the trucking company, his name was Randy McCorkle, and we were out, Randy was out trying to sell a new account. He was working on the Country Oven Bakery here, which is a Kroger subsidiary.
Mm-hmm.
And
good cookies.
Good cookies and cakes, right? But Randy came in one afternoon. He said, well, I think we've got it. And I was like, great. And so what are we going to need to do to make sure that we can take on this new business? And he's like, well, we're going to need three new trucks and like six reefer trailers. And I was like, wow. So now we're starting to really accumulate more equipment. So mm-hmm. that was probably one of the first times, you know, that, you know, realize, you know, what the scale or the size of something like that, that could be.
Yeah.
But then I would say other significant things is, you know, just as we've continued to grow and add different accounts over the years, when we moved into Anderson, South Carolina, and we started moving things for Plastic Omnium there, that was a really big step for us. And so that was the first time we had a really true remote site with a remote manager, remote supervisor, and lots of drivers there. And then over the years, as we've started to add new technologies and as we've started to upgrade our equipment, I would say those have all been pretty major milestones. And I know we're going to talk about technology a little bit later in the podcast, but technology has advanced so much that trucking today is not what trucking was, 15 years ago, and definitely not what trucking was 30 years ago. And so it's evolved and changed so much. And so the technology really has helped us be able to manage more drivers with less resources here in Bowling Green.
Yeah.
And then just the equipment, you know, we have always tried to have some great equipment for our drivers and have fairly new trucks, you know, most all the time. That's hard to do. You can't have a new truck every day, but we're on a pretty regular replacement cycle with our trucks. But just seeing the changes in equipment has been interesting as well over the years.
You talked about your remote locations. How many do you have now?
So today we have three remote locations. So not only here in Bowling Green, but also up in Trenton, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a yard up there, a major customer up in Trenton, Ohio that we service. Then we have one in Findlay, Ohio. So a pretty large operation in Findlay for a local yard management and a shuttle for a customer, and then some loads in and out of that customer. And then Louisville, Kentucky. Actually, yeah. It's Jeffersonville, Indiana, but Jeffersonville or Louisville, that's the other one we have. So total four locations for Bluegrass Dedicated today.
Yeah, and then, of course, with Bluegrass Supply and Dedicated, you have several locations within the Bowling Green area as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, multiple locations here in Bowling Green, down in Franklin, you know, all around this area. So,
yeah, fantastic. And, of course, that's jobs as well. How many employees?
So for Bluegrass Dedicated, approximately 130 employees. Mm-hmm. Bluegrass Supply Chain is 275, so we're a little over 400 total. And then we're probably using 40 or 50 temps overall. So,
wow.
Yeah, lots of folks.
That, and, you know, that's just good for economic development growth. Yep. And it shows, you know, mainly in the Southeast. I know you're in Ohio, but, you know, I was at a conference not too long ago when they were talking about the Southeast. You know, we're the third largest economy in the world.
Sure.
And it's where all the action is. And right. And you're right in the middle of it.
Right, exactly.
That's fantastic.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about your core values. It's influenced the growth and culture over the years. Tell us more.
You know, when we think about our core values, you know, one of my favorite ones is great people doing great things, because our company really is all about people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're trying to reflect on our core values. That's what we're trying to live out every day. But, you know, we are able to buy trucks and we have trailers. We have some great customers, but it's really the men and women that are behind the wheel every day for us that make the difference for Bluegrass Dedicated. So I can't say enough about our people and that first core value, you know, great people doing great things. I mean, we want to hire the best people. We want to pay them as well as we can. We want to provide great benefits and provide an opportunity for a career, you know, and provide more than just a job, you know, provide a place where they can come. And if they want to participate in some charitable activities that we have, you know, able to do that. If they want to be able to come to our company fall festival or company events and things with their family, you know, definitely excited about doing that as well.
And still opportunities to grow within the organization.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. That whenever you have a career, I mean, we have, I guess a few years ago, we celebrated a 20-year anniversary for Bluegrass Supply Chain. And one of the people that was there that day was a banker friend that had stopped by the building that day. And he had asked me, he said, "What's the greatest thing about Bluegrass?" And I said, "It's the people." And I mean, it's seeing people that, you know, started here, right out of high school or maybe right out of college, and seeing them progress, you know, from being maybe an hourly team member to a supervisor, you know, and maybe into management. And we even have folks today that are, you know, at the director level that, you know, started with us, you know, from the from being a temporaries. I mean, so they've been here, you know, several years, but the opportunity is always here to advance and to grow.
And, you know, with any organization, culture is always going to win.
Yep.
At the end of the day, and have, you know, having your first core value,
yep,
focus on the people, that shows the culture you have here at Bluegrass, yep, Dedicated.
Yep, absolutely. Thank you. You know, and a couple more things on core values. You know, one of my other favorite ones is a passion for progress. I mean, we always got to be getting better. You know, in the marketplace with competitors out there and with our customers, we always need to be able to try to give our customers more value, you know, and find a way to do less with more. But, you know, always to be improving is very important. And then finally, the one team, one purpose. And that really gets back to Bluegrass Supply Chain and Bluegrass Dedicated working together. You know, when we can work as one team, I mean, we achieve some really cool things and great things for our customers.
That's fantastic. Yeah. So given that Bluegrass Dedicated was born digital, you talked about technology a few minutes ago, but let's get into it a little more. Yep. How has technology played a role in shaping the company's operations and services?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, you know, back in the, if you were to go back 20 years ago, 15 years ago, you know, every driver had a logbook. They had to keep up with a paper log, you know, for the Department of Transportation and be able to show them, you know, their hours of service and how they've driven. Today, that's all digital. I mean, that all took place probably about 8 years ago. It was actually, I think it was CSA 2010, but it didn't get put in place until about 2016.
Mm-hmm.
But now all of the logs and everything are digital. Bluegrass Dedicated has always had a management system, a transportation management system that's running in the background, where we're taking in orders from customers electronically through the internet, through email, through EDI. And then our planners and dispatchers, you know, use those use that information to actually plan and dispatch drivers. So that's all completely automated. All of that information gets pushed to our drivers through a tablet, and the drivers are using a tablet. It's a McLeod Sidekick application for every time that they arrive to pick up and depart a destination, and also can message back and forth, you know, with us along the way. So just the whole way that trucks are dispatched, you know, and drivers are managed, is completely digital. The only time we get paperwork these days is whenever we're picking up a bill of lading or a proof of delivery from a customer, and then we actually scan that into the tablet, and so it gets put back in a digital form as well.
Yeah.
You know, our trucks, the technology in the trucks has improved so much. I mean, I think when we first started, we were getting maybe 5 miles a gallon. You know, today our fuel mileage is close to 8 miles a gallon on some routes. With some products, probably mm-hmm. about 7.5 for a fleet. Overall, that's real money. That's real savings.
Yeah.
You know, that's real dollars we've been able to put back into pay for our people and benefits and things like that, and also remaining competitive with our customers. But our camera systems that we use and our Samsara system, the Samsara unit's actually tied in with the engine control module, so we're able to monitor the driver's speed, how they're changing gears, any kind of harsh braking events, fuel mileage. We're able to monitor alerts and things with the engine. So again, all of that is electronic. You know, it's no more that someone has to call in and says, "Hey, I've got a problem with my truck and it's doing this or it's doing that."
Yeah.
You know,
it's making this noise.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's a little bit more predictive when it comes to maintenance. But the camera systems, you know, we've had those going back to like 2016 as well. So for almost 8 years now, or 7 years now.
Nine.
Okay, I'm doing my math wrong. My fault. I couldn't.
We're in 2025, John.
Yeah, we're in 2025. My mistake. But that's been really powerful for us as well. And here's the way I look at the cameras. The cameras there, it's recording both internally inside the cab and also outside the cab.
Mm-hmm.
There are two accelerometers on the truck. One accelerometer measures G-forces front and back. The other one measures G-force side to side. And so we've configured those or set those up so that whenever there's maybe a harsh braking event or if there's some change in G-force that's pretty rapid.
Yeah.
The camera actually sends us the previous 10 seconds of footage and the next 10 seconds of footage, you know, out of the truck. And that's been very helpful. Knock on wood, the few accidents we've had, there's been situations where, you know, the other driver was clearly at fault and it's been able to save the company an insurance claim, right? It's also been able to protect that driver. But the way I refer to cameras with our customers and a lot of times with our drivers is that pro sports teams, I mean, they use game film. Mm-hmm. Every week, right?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite football team?
Oh, Tampa Bay Bucks.
Tampa Bay Bucks, right? So back whenever Tom Brady was there, you know, they're using game film every week to help put their players in the best position to win the game, right? Mm-hmm. That's the same way with our cameras in our trucks, because they do monitor our drivers if they're driving distracted or if they're using their cell phone or something, right? And those are all bad habits that I wish we didn't have, but we tend to have sometimes, right? Mm-hmm. And so it does alert the driver, you know, in the truck to that. It also alerts us to that. Maybe the driver's following too close. Maybe the driver's going over the speed limit, right? So it gives us alerts on those things.
Sure.
But overall, that helps us coach our drivers, again, to be successful, to win the game, you know, and put us in the right position to stay safe and to be successful out there.
So, yeah. I do like the Titans too, and the Hilltoppers.
Yeah, well, Titans are hard to like these days. I'm telling you.
But you know, talking about that technology, you know, the getting the extra 2.5 or 3 miles per gallon. Yeah. I mean, that's a 50% increase in your mileage.
Yeah.
And those little things add up over time.
They do.
And it equate to dollars.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, that's very true. It's real dollars. I mean.
Yeah.
whenever we're thinking about that. But also being able to just have that predictive information about maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is so easy for us, or let me back it up. Well, it's easy for us, but it's also so much less expensive if we're able to work on our truck in our shop.
Yeah.
Or if we're able to take it to the dealership, you know, whenever it's in Bowling Green.
Yeah.
Now, if that truck's out in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, you know, it gets a lot more expensive to have a roadside call or something, or to have the truck towed back to the dealership or back to the shop. So, again, having that predictive information, again, that's real money. I mean, that's thousands of dollars, you know, that we can save over the course of a year.
Yeah, and it's the small details that matter.
It is.
It really is.
Hey, one more thing on technology, sure, though, Jim, is that the cool thing is that all these technologies work together. So the information flows into our dispatch. The men and women there are able to plan and manage our trucks. They send out information to our drivers. Drivers make pickups and deliveries. Camera systems and engine control modules and things are monitored, you know, and give us data and feedback. But all that comes back into our system. And then today we've actually got things like customer portals. So customers can go out and they can see what's the status of their deliveries. We've actually got a way that we can actually give customers a view into their trucks. So if they want to see their truck that's carrying their stuff, their freight on a map, you know, they can go and see that too. Now that's, some customers like that. They want to be able to kind of have that control or be able to see things like that. But again, it's pretty neat when all those things come together and kind of provide a better customer experience as well.
Yeah. It's just, you know, like when tracking your package with Amazon, that's, you can see where it is on the map.
Yep. And tracking it sometimes is more important than getting there on time.
You
know, the people want to know, hey, where's it at or when's it going to be here?
Right? Yeah.
So
we talked a little bit about your team members earlier. Talk about how the strategies you have implemented in attracting and retaining talent, because that's, you know, that's your biggest cost is your people.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, every time you onboard a new employee, that costs money.
Sure, absolutely.
And if they don't stick around, that costs money.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so that's something we do spend a lot of time and effort, you know, a lot of money on each year. And really, at Bluegrass Dedicated and also Bluegrass Supply Chain, we're focused on team member experience.
Mm-hmm.
And just to talk about team member experience right now, but team member experience is anytime that someone who's maybe thinking about coming to work for you, or somebody who does come to work for you, has an interaction with the company, right?
Yep.
So whenever we're first trying to attract people, you know, they'll see things out on social media about Bluegrass Supply Chain, Bluegrass Dedicated. It might be on Instagram, Facebook. I mean, you name the platform, and we're putting things out there because we're looking to try to attract and grab that top talent, right? And then once somebody comes on board, we want to make sure that they have the best experience from the time that they're onboarded to where they're also being initially trained. And then as we're continuing to develop those people over time, and you know, that takes a lot of that takes on a lot of different forms. I mean, obviously, pay and benefits are super important to everyone.
Yes.
And so we try to make sure we have some very competitive pay packages for all of our team members. And we try to make sure we have very competitive benefits. In fact, the last couple of years, for 3 years now, we've been benchmarking our benefits against other trucking companies out there in the marketplace, other employers of about 500 people,
mm-hmm.
and other employers that are located, as you mentioned, in the Southeast and kind of the Midwest U.S. And, you know, I can say without a doubt that our HSA plan is second to none. I mean, you're not going to find a better HSA plan out there whenever it comes to our healthcare. Our PPO is also a really good plan, but our HSA stacks up with anybody and is better than most anyone in those peer groups.
And that's very important to a lot of people and their families. Yes.
Healthcare is important. The other thing is, you know, we put a lot of money into our 401k the last several years. I mean, we've got a match. On that, we match 3% of the first 5% that someone puts in. No, I'm sorry, we actually match up to 4% of the first 5% that someone puts in.
So that's above industry standard.
That's above industry standard too. And we've also upgraded it to where we have Voya as a plan administrator for that. And so that's something you'll see on commercials on TV.
Yeah, top notch company,
and a top notch way to go out there and be able to manage your investments and well. So those things are really important. The last thing I'll say is training and its development of people. You know, for folks that want to advance and want to become, you know, take on a leadership position within Bluegrass, we have a couple of different things. We have a couple of Bluegrass universities, and there's a couple of tracks there. There's like a leadership one and a leadership two track that people can go through. One is about 48 hours. The other is about 40 hours. But we offer those every year so that we're always growing and developing those people.
That's fantastic. Yep. So thanks. Bluegrass University.
Bluegrass University. Yeah, we don't really advertise it a whole lot, but for our But for our teams internally, I mean, that's kind of what we thought of as, you know, kind of a bluegrass university.
They may be my third favorite football team.
Yeah, we're working on that.
And I know, you know, John, I've known you for, I don't know, 15, 20 years myself.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I know that you're big on giving back to the community as well. And you've mentioned it earlier about allowing your employees to be a part of giving back to the community as well. Expand on that.
Sure, absolutely. So, I mean, we've always given back to the community. I mean, I don't want to say that I mean, the community provides us a lot of resources. I mean, number one, people, but also the towns and the cities that we live and work in are nice places. And so the community does provide a whole lot for us. So we always want to give back. And so we've always donated to charities. We've always sponsored different events and things. But 3 years ago, we made a commitment to five charities over here in the Delafield area. And Delafield's probably one of our most impoverished areas inside of Bowling Green.
Mm-hmm.
And so we chose to support five charities, and we're giving them $20,000 apiece each year over 5 years.
Wow.
So a total of $500,000. So we're in year three, about to move into year four of that commitment. And so, again, we're trying to give back, and we're trying to make a difference. And, you know, over there we've chosen to support the Foundry, which is early childhood education, Hope House, who helps with folks that are, you know, transitioning and maybe had some tough times, but and also some children's programs and things as well there. Habitat for Humanity. So we're over there helping them to build houses, and then we've also worked with Hotel Link, and so Hotel Link spends a lot of time with homeless folks and helping to provide some transitional housing for them as well. So.
Yeah.
Those are four. The fifth one is Terry Sheldon's organization,
Curbside Ministries.
Yeah, Curbside Ministries. Yeah, thanks, Jim. I was trying to make sure I got it right. But they're out there, you know, trying to bring the gospel to the kids in the community as well. So those are five we support. You know, we do a lot of other things. You know, our drivers in particular last year got together and we had a truck that was out at the walk out here at the my mind just went blank, but it's the cave out here, the falls. Lost River Cave.
Right? Lost River Cave.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm trying to call it the wrong thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But there was a nature walk out there, and for Halloween we set up a thing.
Yeah, they do the scarecrow walk.
Yeah, scarecrow trail. That's what it was. Exactly. Yeah. So we do lots of things like that. Again, you know, as much as we can in the community, and I would encourage anyone that's got an idea that, you know, or something they're passionate about that they want to support, because we're always open to looking at new things as well.
Yeah, and those five organizations you mentioned, they're all stable, been around for years, and do great work.
Yeah,
not only in the Delafield area, but really all over the county.
All over the county, you're exactly right. Yeah.
So let's go back to your customers a little bit, and needs and expectations have changed over the years, and talk about how you've adapted to fulfill those needs and expectations. I know we talked about the technology part of it, but
yeah, absolutely. Technology and information, as we mentioned, is super critical. But more and more, our customers are using big data, and you've probably heard about big data. But customers are gathering more market information, and they're understanding rates for shipments and things like that. So our customers. I don't want to say they're smarter, but they've got a lot more information that they use. And so that information, you know, in a lot of ways helps us, you know, to kind of show them the value that we provide. But sometimes it can kind of hurt us, because we're also competing with a lot of other carriers out there, right? So we've also got to have that same information. We've also got to understand, you know, what the market trends are there as well. But really, I mean, just more and more, I mean, customers, you know, are still very passionate about on-time delivery. But I think that where we've seen the most success is with customers that we've had long-term relationships with, that we are able to provide, you know, some additional value. Like one of our customers here in Bowling Green, we help manage all the preloading of the trailers. We help manage the yard there. And that's taken a big load off of their people. So they don't even, they probably work with one or two less resources in their transportation department. Just because Bluegrass Dedicated is such a great carrier and such a great partner in managing the pickups from them, and also working with their customers to make sure that we manage the deliveries as well.
And with Bluegrass Dedicated coming from a need of a customer, you know, back 15 years ago, have you ever had any you know, changes within the organization based on customer input?
Yeah. I mean, that's like, for instance, being able to offer the tracking, being able to offer a web portal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those are all things that we've talked with customers about, and they've said, you know, it would be really nice to be able to have that.
Yeah.
Or it might be really nice to be able to have this. You know, we've got a customer right now that we just met with last week. We're looking to expand into potentially start some new flatbed routes for them. And you know, it's that customer input that tells us, hey, this is what this is where we're kind of going in our business. And one of the ways we do this with customers is we actually meet with them every quarter, and we have what's called a QBR, or a quarterly business review.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're there trying to learn about what our customers' needs are, talk about our performance, make sure that our performance is meeting their needs, but also figure out what are you guys and ladies going to need in the future. You know, and again, that's where we're most successful, is when we're able to work with customers, both in the present, but also look, you know, down the road.
Yeah.
We've got you mentioned economic development, and I think this is one of the things you've been involved in.
Oh yeah,
there's
passionate
a company,
about it.
Yeah, company coming into Franklin, Kentucky,
mm-hmm.
and here in August or September is going to need some freight move for them. So we've already been talking to them about that. You know, and super excited about that. But the earlier that we can be involved, the more that we can be involved with customers up front, kind of planning, that's where we're most successful.
Yep. You know, and a lot of businesses, and there, we all know of businesses that have been successful in spite of themselves.
Yep.
But a lot of the times that when a business fails, it's because they are not keeping up their relationships with their customers.
Right.
And having those quarterly business reviews.
Sure.
Those are huge,
yeah.
And I know your customers appreciate those as well.
Yeah, they do, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, what's the future looking like?
You know what? The last couple of years have kind of been a freight recession. So, but I think, you know, and if you look at trucking, there's always a cycle to it. In the last couple of years, we've kind of been in a down cycle. But you know, I feel like that we're just about to come out of that. Was really excited about. Maybe Trump, but I'm not sure. You know, I don't want to get into politics on the
yeah.
podcast, but not sure right now, right? And so
yeah.
we'll see how that goes. But
it's kind of a chainsaw, but it should be a surgical approach.
Yeah, it is. It's like it is a chainsaw, and it needs to be a surgical approach. But you know, I think the economy's strong. I think the economy is robust. If we can get past some of the tariff stuff,
yeah.
You know, I think that we're poised for growth. You know, we're excited about the future. One of the things we've done in the last several months is we've kind of taken our footprint from where we were spread out, maybe down to South Georgia and down into Florida. We're trying to concentrate our trucks now, mainly just, you know, Tennessee, Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio,
mm-hmm.
Illinois, Northern Georgia, Northern Alabama, Southern Wisconsin, Southern Michigan, trying to keep them more in a tighter box so we can be more efficient, provide better customer service. But I think there's lots and lots of opportunities there for us to continue to grow. So, I mean, we're excited about that. You know, we've got a couple of new customers coming on board for Bluegrass Supply Chain, which also means, you know, those will be customers for Bluegrass Dedicated as well. So, again, just, you know, excited about the future growth. But, you know, today I think we're going to be just a little under like $28 million this year. But I would expect us to continue to grow maybe by like 5 or 10% over the next couple of years. So.
And that's phenomenal growth for any organization.
Yep. Absolutely.
So on a personal note, let's talk about what Bluegrass Dedicated has taught you.
Hmm.
And some of the things that you're most happy about the organization.
Yeah. Yeah. So I would say, you know, one of the things that, you know, and I hate to say it's patience, but I mean, that's kind of one of the things I've learned as a leader, because when you're working and the things that you do, you can see immediate impact for your actions. But as a leader, you've got to learn to work through others. And so you've got to learn to, you got to learn to lead others. You got to learn to develop others. And you got to learn to be able to delegate to others.
Mm-hmm.
But you also have to learn that, hey, that's maybe not going to get done exactly the way I wanted to do it, or may not get done as quick as I wanted it to be done. But, I've learned a lot of patience in knowing that, I can't manage everything. And so the more leaders that we can develop around us, the better the organization is going to be overall. So again, it's just learning some patience, because I'm used to things. Hey, I want to make things happen like right now.
Yeah.
You know, today.
Yeah. There's more than one way to get from point A to point B.
There's more than one way. Exactly. There is. And you know what? And my way is not always the best, and maybe someone else has got, and oftentimes they do, they've got great ideas. And that's when you really start to get the most out of your team, is whenever they start to grow. And that's what we have to have in order to continue to grow. You know, if we were going to add another 5% to Bluegrass Dedicated, or 10%, another $2.8 million, We got to have the leadership team in place to do that. We got to have the drivers in place to do that. And so it takes, I can't continue just to manage all that myself. Now, there's no illusion that I could ever do that as well. But
yeah.
But just learning how to manage through others has been something I've learned, and you know, it's kind of taught me some patience as well. But it's been a phenomenal thing. The most thing I'm most proud of, I really have to say, the people. Okay, and
That's the right answer.
Well, it is.
Yeah.
It is the answer.
It is the right answer.
I mean, it is the answer, because there's so many people here, and I won't name names, but there's multiple people within Bluegrass Dedicated that came here and started, you know, and they have they've grown into a supervisor, or they've moved into a manager role. And at the same time, you know, I've seen them get married. Saw them buy their first house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I saw them have their first children and things like that. Now I see them, you know, as families, right?
Yeah.
And so that's the really the coolest thing, probably the thing I'm most proud of, is seeing the people that, you know, that have been here for a long time. I mean, we've got drivers that have been here for 15 years. In fact, we just celebrated a couple here this spring. Those were some of the first guys that started up at Sumitomo when we started the first. That's one of the first customers that needed help, right? But seeing those folks, but just seeing, you know, people grow from being individuals into leaders, managers, and then, you know, having their families and stuff. So to me, that's the thing I'm most proud of.
That's awesome. And and that 15 years probably went by in a blink of an eye now that you think about it.
Yeah, it really has. I mean, because you think back 15 years ago, my one daughter was 10 years old, right?
Yeah.
She's 25 now, and it just seems like the other day I was taking her to school or something. But it has went by in the blink of an eye. It really has.
When good things are going on, it moves quickly.
It does. Absolutely.
Any final comments?
You know, I just want to say thank you. You know, thank you to first and foremost our team. You know, we've got a great group of men and women that are very dedicated. No pun intended on the name Bluegrass Dedicated, but super dedicated. You know, they put in a tremendous effort day in and day out, and you know, I couldn't be more proud of our team. And then and the other thing would just be to say thank you to our customers and communities and our vendors. I mean, we rely on our vendors, you know, as well. It's kind of a whole group that kind of makes Bluegrass Dedicated possible. But you know, we've got to go out and do and provide great service for our customers. We mentioned that about the communities. We've talked a lot about the people, but we have some vendors we work with that are key as well. So you know, without all those constituencies, without all those stakeholders, I mean, all those people involved, you know, we couldn't be where we are today. But again, just you know, grateful for our team, grateful for our people, and grateful for our Lord, man. I mean, I'm grateful for Jesus, because He's put us in this place, given us these opportunities, given us these challenges that we can grow from. You know, but again, just grateful for that every day.
Yep. And from an outsider looking in, I want to thank you and your people.
Thank you
for the jobs that you create.
Yep.
The economic opportunities that you bring to our community, and you know, the culture that you bring to this organization. So thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay.
And anything else?
No, I'm good.
All right. Well, hey, John, thanks for being on Driving for Bluegrass.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
That concludes our special episode celebrating 15 years of Bluegrass Dedicated with CEO John Higgins. It's impressive to hear how a commitment to service, technological innovation, and a strong company culture have driven the success of Bluegrass Dedicated. Until next time, I'm Jim DeCesare, signing off from Driving for Bluegrass Podcast. Keep your cargo moving, and here's to many more years of delivering excellence in logistics and transportation.